Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Episode 164. Good evening. A little bit late tonight because I'm on holiday, but this is not going to hold me back because I wanted to give this message to you tonight, slash tomorrow, but on the podcast tomorrow, about where your best investment of money goes. And this is because I was just reading about a study of the fastest growing businesses in America. They took the top 100 of them and said, where would the best investment go if you had $100,000 or whatever sum of money, and where would you invest that money? And the overwhelming response was in improving the quality of the product or the service, rather than in PR or marketing or sales or anything like that. And you might think that, oh, if I had money, I could advertise in a magazine or put ads all over the internet. And the fact of the matter is that that is not really a great use of money if you haven't maximized the service that you are giving to people. You have to have a good product or service, and then you can use marketing if you want, if you need. And as sole traders, that most of us are, we probably don't even need to do it at all, but certainly don't do it until you have maximized the value that you are offering in your product, if you like. And that really comes down to, first of all, thinking about what is your product. And that's a different story about, you know, your mindset as to what is your product, what is it actually that you are selling. Because when you really sit down and think about it, you'll realize it is not breast implants or an ECG or a gynecomastia correction or a chest x-ray or removal of a skin cancer or whatever the actual thing that you are doing. That is actually not what people want. When you really get down to what they want, then you'll realize what you're actually selling. And once you've got an idea of what you're selling, you've got to think about how you can improve that product or that service. I guess most of us are selling a service. And how can you improve that service? Now, I say if you've got $100,000, that's the best way to invest it. And certainly it will often cost money to improve your product and service, but it will often not cost that much money, but it does cost time. It's either time or money. It's one of the two, but you need to invest one or the two, or perhaps both of them. But it comes down to realizing the importance of, this is where you need to be spending your time and money, not putting an advert in the in-flight magazine for Birmingham Airways or at the local golf club, or Google AdWords or Facebook ads. Not putting money into these places. You need to be putting money slash time into how you can better your service. So it comes down to thinking about, how can I better my service? And when you start thinking about how you can improve your service, what you'll realize is that we are all working hard and diligently going to meetings and conferences thinking about the nuances of the clinical care that we give. And by all means, we should do that. And if there are ways that we can give a better clinical outcome than our colleagues, we should be doing that. But what you'll find is, once there is a way of doing a technique slightly differently, your colleague will probably be able to do it that way too. And so it's hard to actually keep up and to have clear blue water between yourself and your colleague if you just think that you're going to give a better outcome to your patients than your colleague can. In our minds, I think we all think we are giving great outcomes, and I'm sure we are giving great outcomes, but not tangibly better than our colleagues. So when you think about how I can improve my service, that often comes down to other things rather than the clinical care. And it comes down to how you are treating patients, how you are looking after them, how you are nurturing them, how you are making them feel welcome, how you are making them feel valued, how you are making it clear that you are happy that they have made an inquiry, because there's lots of people that they could choose to treat them, and you are privileged that they have chosen you, and you can be worthy of that trust because you will do everything you can to look after them. And you demonstrate that by really looking after them and really thinking of ways of how can I treat patients like a VIP. And really, it doesn't take much because they don't expect much from us. They think we're all busy and they think we're all unattainable. So a little card here, a little phone call there will go an awfully long way to people think, oh my God, that's amazing. So it doesn't really take much to push us over into an amazing experience for our patients, but it does feel uncomfortable for us because we're not used to thinking of it that way. We're kind of indoctrinated into this. I feel it sort of from the NHS that it's an entitlement, that patients are entitled, or at least we're entitled to having the work coming through us, and patients are lucky to be having the treatment. But really, it is not true. We are servants, whether that be in the NHS or the private practice. The patients are paying us one way or the other. It's a little bit more direct in the private practice, but really in the NHS, they're still paying us, although we feel like we are doing them a favor sometimes by kind of giving them free treatment. But what I'm really trying to focus on the private practice here, where it's a bit easier to see the patients are paying you, but you still have that NHS mentality of it's kind of entitlement, and you don't really, or a lot of us don't really show gratitude that these are customers of ours who are choosing to come and shop in our shop rather than another shop. So, you know, a lot of it is, yes, improve the product we've got so they're going to want to come to our shop. But when they do come to our shop, be grateful that they come to our shop and not the other shops that are available on the high street, which are doing exactly the same thing that we do. Show that gratitude. Say, please, you know, let your friends know about me because I'm really trying to make my shop more popular, and I'm really doing my best to give the most fantastic service to patients, and I'm doing these things, which is I'm trying to set myself apart from the most of people who are offering this sort of service by offering a little bit more to patients. And really, I want you to know that I'm trying to give you a really good service, and I'll do everything I can to give you the best outcome I possibly can. And as I say, being mindful of what that outcome is that they're after, because you might think the outcome is cancer-free or blood pressure lowering, but that might not be the outcome. It might be more along the lines of peace of mind, or being able to do certain exercises or certain things, or something maybe around life expectancy. These are the sort of things that patients want rather than what we think they want, which are quite clean and clinical, are outcomes that we believe. But patients often want softer, real outcomes, although they may be linked to, you know, cancer removal or low blood pressure. If the actual outcome they want is peace of mind or pain-free moving or exercising, or as I say, quality of life, or whatever the outcomes may be. But it's how we can give them those outcomes and improve the service that we are giving them. We are selling a service. How can we improve that in order to separate ourselves from our colleagues and make people want to come to buy our service rather than other people's services? So that is really the message that I want to get out there, is that if you want to kind of invest time and money into your practice, then the best way you can invest it is in improving the service that you are giving to people, improving the product that you are selling, which is whatever it is. But hope that's hit. I'm not on holiday next week, so I will for sure be back next week. So I look forward to seeing you then.